I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24, and we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives with him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are lit up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, now I onward go. I know he'll take me through, though I am weak and poor. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise rings back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Are you building a home in heaven to live in when this life is over?
Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore?
Are you building a home in heaven
to live in when this life is over? Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore? Are you building a home in heaven to live in when this life is over? Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore? We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet. We're not home yet, children. But keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet. We're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet.
Now, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Everything down here is temporary. We can't take this life here. Everything the world has to offer, we can't take it serious, because it's all just a delusion. It's all just organized by Satan. Mm-hmm. He's the prince of this world. That's why we got to keep ourselves saturated with that word, you know. I mean, it's outside of that word, there's nothing there, because at the end of the day, it's all going to dissipate. It's all going to disappear. We're in a different mission. We're in something. We're into something that the world doesn't want.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have too many followers, because it's something that against all sound and reasoning, how Satan has managed to infiltrate this world, mm-hmm. with all his stuff. Just like the Biden administration, they were pure evil. They were pure satanic those 4 years under Biden. And They set the people, the Justice Department, against the citizenry, against the American people, the Justice Department, and they completely brainwashed everybody to think, and that's the way to go. And that's exactly what Satan has done with the inhabitants of the earth. He has intoxicated them, and he has polluted them with the wine of that fornication, that nothing godly or nothing that has principles is can't be successful, because it's all
infested by Satan mm-hmm. and his brainwashing system schemes. And you can see it, it's all in the Bible. The inhabitants of the earth, the people of the earth, every generation, every country has been infiltrated by this anti-God thing. Like it says, mm-hmm. the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk, intoxicated with these lies and these fabrication. When the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with the wine of that fornication. Mm-hmm. That's why you can't get in. That's why you can't. We have that's too right. many followers that really, if you look around, out of 8 billion people, how many people can you talk to about the things of the Lord? We put our radar on and we try to talk to people. And what they do, the first thing they do when they get their foot on the door is see if they can slander us. And that's all in the atmosphere, just out to destroy what God is doing. And even like, you can see it, the natural type of spiritual, you can see it over in Israel, how the people of the earth, they all support Hamas, knowing it's a terrorist organization. And here it's the same thing, they're all against us. Just as soon as they get, like I say, get their foot in the door, they seem to have a license from Satan to see how they can slander us, see how they can try to demolish us. But see, we're of a different species. We have our eyes set on heavenly things. Mm-hmm. We're sober. We're vigilant. We do everything we can to keep ourselves from all this stuff that's coming on out there, and that's why we have very few people that'll follow mm-hmm. us, that'll believe us. It's a pretty hard sell.
It is. Like, when you go back to the 15, 16, 1700s, and you will read these men's songs that they wrote back in the days of the man-beast, you will see that they talk very much against the world and to separate yourself from the things of the world, from Satan and the flesh. They really much talk on that subject. And when you will read, like in Corinthians, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See, that's all part of the God of this world that has blinded mm-hmm. them. And it has done such a job of it that when the real truth comes, that people do not want to receive it. They think it's totally it's not real. They think it's not real because the God of this world has made this false utopia for people, and they think that is real. But when you tell them the truth of the gospel and about this end time, they don't want to have anything to do with it, nor the people that bring it.
Mm-hmm. You can see it in that last election in the States, that as corrupt as Biden was, he still got quite a few votes mm-hmm. that Kamala Harris did. And the same thing is even worse, a lot worse here in Canada. They saw what Trudeau had done to Canada, the Liberal Party in Canada, and they're still going to vote. They saw that trucker's convoy they had, how corrupt mm-hmm. that Liberal government is, and Trudeau. And then he knew he can't get in anymore because finally people are smarting up. What they do, they turn around and put these idiots back in again with that Carney, mm-hmm. even 10 times worse than Trudeau ever thought of being. And that's just the way the human race is, completely intoxicated, completely gay, allow themselves to be completely brainwashed. They don't learn through the 10, 15 years of that Trudeau guy, and they don't learn from his
Mm-hmm. That's what you call intoxication.
Yeah.
Like when there's an alcoholic, when he gets drunk, he's intoxicated with that alcohol that he consumes, or drugs now. Like everybody's out into drugs, and you can see sometimes people going down the streets that they are totally intoxicated. And that's the way this world has become. It's intoxicated with that wine of her fornication. It is all part of that Babylonian structure, that religious structure and that world structure. That is part of the God of this world. And that's what has intoxicated people. And if you want to know what intoxicated means, you go watch a drunk. Mm-hmm. That drunk is totally, you can't reason with him. Yeah. He's intoxicated. He is totally over the limit with alcohol. And that's the way the religious world is. They're over the limit with their religious fornication. Mm-hmm. And there's no nice way to put it. And you can listen to preachers preach, but in the end, it's a lot of them, it's just words because the fruits are not there. They can, some of them can preach a pretty good sermon.
Oh, yeah.
They can really do a good job, and they can put anybody to shame. But when you look at fruits, you don't see any fruits.
Because Satan is controlling it.
Well, at the end of the day, the devil is going to lose. So we just want to let people know that's the truth of the matter. We're just here temporary. This world is not our home, and nothing that happens here is it continues. It will not continue. It's mm-hmm. going to come to dead end because that anything after the devil is only given 6,000 years, biblical years, and his end is running out pretty quick here. Heavenly Father, we just want to look into your word, Lord, and we just want to have a little conversation about what hour and day we're living in, Lord. And we just pray you'll take what we're going to say, use it for your honor, for your glory. Do it as you see fit, Lord. I pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
But that's the hour we're living in. We just have to ground ourselves and convince ourselves, because I tell even for myself, there's such a strong pull towards the things of this world. That's why we have to fast, you know. And now, time and time again, we fast. And now that I'm getting old, it's not that easy to fast anymore. But when I was younger, I was able to fast just in a heartbeat. But see, we have to do that to keep our sanity, to keep on course, because everything out there is just to drift us out to left field, and so we lose our compass and our thing. But we know at the end of the day, devil is going to lose, and God is going to win the race. Because, mm-hmm. like I say, he stole this planet from Adam and Eve by deception, and then he's been going at it for 6,000 years. And God knew all that, but he mm-hmm. uses them to test us, to see if we're going to be found worthy to escape, and to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration. But the things that we say here, they're so far off the mainstream media, they're so far off course that it's pretty hard to find, to keep our spiritual sanity. That's why God is using us, God has raised us up to do what we're doing, just simply to keep our lamps all trimmed and burning. If we didn't have nothing to do, we'd be like the rest of the world, just flowed out with the tremendous force of worldliness and everything that contaminates the soul. Like I say, like you were saying, these songs, we have to go back to sing these songs, to read these songs that were back in the 1500s, and when things were still alive, when things were not under that gray horse rider, and things were not gray, everything was black and white. That's why the Lord reminded us to keep singing these songs, to keep our spiritual sanity, to keep ourselves on course. And if we didn't do that, we would be lost. We would be sucked into this modern religion with their songs and their lukewarm stuff. And that's all that the world has to offer. The Christian world has to offer now. It is these songs that have no germ in them. They're just shallow, very shallow words.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the Lord got us to go back and sing these German songs that were written back under the, like you were saying, under the main beast. A lot of people don't even know what that main beast is, but that things evolved from that white horse rider and that red horse rider, and then now we're under that gray horse rider. All these things have a time frame in them, and then that's what you were saying back in the 1500s. Everything was still solid. Everything was still good because it had not been infiltrated with that great horse rider. You know? That great horse rider only came in the 1900s, and now everything is like
it's neither black nor white. So that's mm-hmm. That's pretty hard for people to find a way when the whole environment, the whole so-called Christian environment is infiltrated and polluted with that neither hot nor cold. I just mm-hmm. exactly like Laodicea is. You got to read the church age of Laodicea over and over again. And what they were saying, they were neither hot nor cold. They were lukewarm. And Jesus was ready to spew them out. And at this hour, they have been spewed out, that there's absolutely no black or white. That's why it's so hard for us to penetrate. And then what they call us, because we tell the people the truth, they call it hate. They call it hate speech and all that stuff. When all you really do, when you care about people, you tell them the truth. Mm-hmm. If you don't care about them, you wouldn't tell them the truth. If we didn't care about the human race, if we didn't care about people, we would just let them drift out in mm-hmm. that feeling. Let them go to hell. But see, we care about people. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Even though it falls on deaf ears, but somewhere up the road, God will send the hunger and the land, not for bread and water, but for the living word of God, for the truth. That after a while, mm-hmm. people find out what they've been fed from these churches is nothing but lies and fabrication, kicking a can down the road, and especially that hutter. I think that thing is so dead, you can't even find your way in that thing. There's nothing there. They just read these 600-year-old sermons and think people are going to be set aside from them. And if they don't go to church, they're being forced, they're being coerced into everything. That system is so deadly, people don't even know it. It's just after you come out of there and you look back, man, what a deception there is in that thing. And people mm-hmm. think we're crazy when we mm-hmm. talk about it, think we're blaspheming, but we're just telling people the truth.
And it has a hold on you. It's not until you leave that system has to let go of you, because I experienced it leaving the colony. That you once you're there and you're a Christian, that system has influence on you because you're there, you're in that environment. And it wasn't until I left that it had to lose its grip on me. But you know, the things of the devil, like you said, they are they run out, and God always intervenes and comes through. You go through the whole Bible, the creation of man. How when you come to Enoch, he walked with God and he was not. Then there was Noah. He was able to preserve a soul out of the old world that was destroyed. That before the flood world, that world was destroyed, and Noah came over to the other side, and God started a new beginning there. And with Noah and his family. And then you come down to Nimrod and all the idol worshiping, and God already had a seed that he was going to call out Abraham from all that idol worshiping environment. And God called him out, and he started something with Abraham to preserve the one God. And that's what he continued to do with Jacob and Isaac and the 12 patriarchs, and onward. They preserve the one God worship. And God always comes through. Even when the Israelites sinned, they were taken into exile, and then when they cried out to him, God came through to them. And you can see that every time that the devil thought that he had a handle on things, like at the crucifixion, he thought he had a handle on it. And there Jesus went down to the quarters of hell, and he was able to set the captives free. Like he won the battle over everything. He won it back, that creation back. And just when you think everything is going in Satan's direction, like at the Reformation there and through the Dark Ages, God came through with the just shall live by faith. And God always does it. And here in this age, he's going to do the same thing, because Jesus is on the throne. It's not the devil has a say-so. He's only allowed to do these things. And his world is coming down. We can see it all transpiring. with the closing of the grace age, coming in of the 7 year of years of Daniel. 7 years left for the Jewish people, and you can see how the kingdom of this world is going to be famished.
Amen to that, because a lot of people, when they listen to us, they think we're crazy because when we say Jesus is not up in heaven anymore. He's off the seat of mercy. Now, the minute he goes off the seat of mercy, he comes down here on earth in spirit form, because there's silence in heaven. And they say that there was silence in heaven for the space of about half an hour, and half an hour in Revelation language is about 3.5 years, because there's 7 years he left for the restoration of Israel, and it calls it 1 hour. And 1 hour, that Babylon thing is going down, is going to be destroyed. And we're over, it started on October 15, 2021, where these 7 years begin, and the Bible, the book of Revelation, calls it 1 hour. So if 1 hour is 7 years, then half an hour is 3.5 years. So you got the half the language right. And you and I are practically the only people that knows this. That's why we're putting it out there, because up the road, there'll be a hunger and a thirst for truth, because they're going to find out all their ideas and all their preaching is running out of gas. They don't have it right. But here, the Lord has again, once again, just like he did with Churchill, just when the world was going into chaos and Hitler was going to take over the world, and along comes a Churchill to defy that thing and to stop him dead in his tracks. And then we, just when America was just about completely done, he brings in Ronald Reagan. And after the left, see, you got to realize the Democrat Party is of Satan. Mm-hmm. And then they use that character to kind of destroy America. It's all about destroying America. And then he brings in a Reagan for 8 years to bring, to keep Satan from completely destroying America. Mm-hmm. And then just when all these presidents came in, the Bushes and the Clintons and the Bidens, just when everything was just about ready to disintegrate with evil and with wickedness, in comes Donald Trump. And that's exactly what you were saying earlier. God lets things go so far, and from time to time, he has intervened, just like Abraham Lincoln said. I believe that from time to time, God intervenes in the affairs of man, because he cannot let this planet completely be destroyed. And like we said, back in the dark ages, it just about disintegrated. And then along comes one long survivor, Martin Luther, come out of the Vatican, come out of the Catholic Church, that just shall live by faith, and completely put that Roman Catholic beast system completely out of commission. That 100 years later, the Pope was thrown into prison, and he died in prison. And that God just let the devil go so far, because he can't let him continue. Then here comes this globalist idea, you know, here in the 20th century. It's all about globalism, and God, Satan still has his plan and his purpose, and he still wants to take over the world, but it'll never happen, because God didn't allow him back there when he went up against God, or tried to go up against God. God stopped him dead in his tracks, and it took the harness off.
That's right.
He has nothing left anymore, but he keeps trying and trying and trying for 6,000 years. He'd be trying to do to get that ambition back that he had. When he got kicked out of heaven, his ambition didn't get kicked out. He still maintained an ambition. And when you look around and you step back, you can see exactly what he's doing. He's trying to bring in his utopia, his counterfeit Christianity. Everything that he does is just to bring in his idea of globalism, of rule. And that's why God stopped him. That's why he stopped him with Donald Trump. And you'll see at the Donald Trump era, you're going to see America's going right back to where the founders wanted it. Just going to happen. God is just stopping it, because especially now that Jesus is off the seat of mercy, he's down here to do what? To restore all things, to bring all things back to where it was just before the flood. Because when God told Adam and Eve, I'm going to send somebody who's going to make this thing right, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, that's why he had to go off the mercy seat. That's why the 7 years of the restoration of all things, that's why Jesus has to come down here. And he is doing it. You're going to see as time goes on, as time develops, there's going to be a civil war. There's going to be this thing in Israel where they'll build their temple and get their land back, because it's all in the scriptures. We're just getting these things out of the scripture. That's why we're saying things. Because we know it's true. It's all going to go according to the scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ, as he's down here, he's just following the scripture. He's just following the pattern. He's just following the blueprint. And like I say, at the end of the day, George Washington's vision will be exactly executed right to the T, where America goes back to what the founders founded it on. God and country, and that's exactly what's happening right now. You don't have to be discouraged. If you listen to the news too much, you get kind of intoxicated, you get kind of brainwashed into things, thinking that it's going to happen. But the devil, nothing of the devil can exist forever, you know, because he's only given a limited time. He's only given so much, like I say, just to test us to see who's going to make it through this jungle that we're living in.
Mm-hmm. See, like, when you will look at the kingdoms that Daniel saw, the Babylonians and the Medes, the Persian, the Grecian, and the Roman Empire, those beasts that he saw, and the fourth one was the Roman Empire, and then involved into the Holy Roman Empire, that was beast system that ruled that European area, that from England up to Israel. They had a vast area, the northern parts of Africa and the European countries there. It was all under that beast system's rule. And when you will look at the Reformation came, it was dealt a wound, and then Satan was already working towards something else with the World Council of Churches, and that's what he what they created after that first beast was wounded. They created an image to the beast, and that is what you see out there functioning, is the World Council of Churches. And behind it, really, when you will see all this globalism, is really the churches. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are operating it, mm-hmm. because they're funding a lot of these programs, mm-hmm. at the churches, the World Council of Churches. That's what they wanted to create, an image to the first beast, that Roman beast that was in control of the world there, that old world, that it's the old world there in Europe. But and with that new that with that image of the beast, they wanted to control the whole world, and that's mm-hmm. Satan's ambition. But God only lets these things go so far, and then he shuts it down, just like when he did. He called out Abraham, then he gave Martin Luther the revelation that just shall live by faith, and then he had a prophet here in this Laodicea church age, and people who believe God has a way for those people.
Yeah.
He will not leave those people to go down to destruction, because that's the direction this world is going, is down to destruction.
I mean, the people that are behind this immigration, it's the churches.
Mm-hmm.
Because the churches rejected the truth, and they're mm-hmm. the ones that are promoting this illegal immigration, mm-hmm. behind it is the spirit of Satan, because he controls these churches. It looks like we're blessing, especially when you listen to John Higg, and man, they preach good, and they got a lot of charisma, and you'll be sucked in, because I watched them yesterday, and man, he had all these people in tears, and then I could see the smirk on his face, like Satan is driving him, and when he's done with his hallelujah stuff, I got you suckers exactly where I want you. I got you deceived. You could see it in his face, and a smirk on his face. You really have to look and pay attention. Then you can see it when he gets all these people saying hallelujah and all that. I got you suckers exactly where I want you. I got you deceived. Because mm-hmm. behind it is the spirit of Satan. And like it says, and like Jesus said, if it would be possible, the very elect would be deceived. If you don't have the spirit of the living God to show you these things, you'd be sucked in, just like these multitudes down. I think he's got about 1,000 people in his congregation, or whatever, however many. But he's got them all deceived and thinking it's real. And it's, a lot of the stuff he says is true.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that is just leading people out to destruction. Because behind it is the spirit of deception. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. It's the same thing with the Hutterites. They were so deceived for all these years, all these I don't know how many hundreds he did be going, but then it here at the end time, the Lord raised you and I up to combat that spirit, to combat that deception.
Mm-hmm.
And like we say, like we were saying, we don't have too many followers, but we know we're right, we know it's true, and we just keep chipping away every day, and hopefully somewhere along the road of life, somebody will get exactly what we're saying. Because if you go around the world, we go driving around lots, and we go talking to people, but after a while, they just see how they can do to turn against us, to see if they can prove us wrong. Like that lady up there, we went up to Riding Mountain the other day, and then she asked us, do you think we have to believe everything you said? Well, I'm afraid so, yep. And see, that's what she used against us, and then she called us a cult. And, well, that's just the way the Lord has designed it, so. As He's called you and I out to hold a line on this truth that's been given to us here in this end time. There's nobody else that'll do it, because we're the only ones that knows the whole counsel of God.
Mm-hmm.
We can go back from eternity to eternity, from when God had Himself a great counsel. You won't hear nobody say that, what we're saying, that God had a counsel with Himself, as it says in Ephesians 1, and He made a blueprint for what's going to happen down there, and we just happen to be right here in the 70th week of Daniel, when God will once again restore all things, and somewhere up the road here, just a few years, He's gonna bump into the end of that, and then we'll bump right into that, the day of the Lord, and we're gonna bump right into the sheep and goat, the separation of the sheep and the goat, and we're gonna bump right into that millennial reign. It's just something that was blueprinted and forecasted and put in print at, back in, before the foundation of the world, and before the foundation of the world, we were predestined and ordained to do exactly what we're doing here. That's why we're under such a tremendous attack from all angles, from family, from friend and foe. And people, like I say, people that come and sit here a while with us, after a while they just think they got a lies to see how they can smear us. But see, God knows all about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you and I, we have to be 24/7. We have to be on the alert. We have to be sober. We have to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he uses every trick in the book, every person that he can get a hold of. Like I say, just as soon as they come here and they're here a little while, they think they got a lie to see how they can smear us. And that just keep on going and going. But see, we've got a mandate from the God of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
To stay faithful and true, and all we got to do is hold on to the truth that's been given us through that prophetic and an apostolic ministry. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about, and we don't intend to leave our post of duty. You know, it's been obligated to us. It's been designed for us. It's been something that God gave to us before the foundation of the world. That's why we have to persevere. That's why we've been under attack. Satan knows exactly what we're about. That's why he's attacking us day and night. If he doesn't do that, he does it with whatever he can get his hold on to make us, to try to discourage us, to try to make us back off. But we're bound and determined to continue on.
That's right. They persecuted Jesus because he was the truth. He is the truth, the way, the life. And that's just the channel that we're following. Part of that vine is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what's really being hated and slandered and smeared. You can see it, what happened there at the crucifixion. That's the very way, the truth, and the life they crucified. And light up all kinds of things against him. The same way with Brother Branham. You go on the internet, you will find so many stories about how he's a false prophet, how he's this, that, and the other. People slandering him. And the same way with Brother Jackson, the Branhamites, they slandered Brother Jackson. They called him all kinds of names, a blackbird and everything. They slandered him. Why? Because the God of heaven was behind his ministry, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who they're slandering. It's not the person as an individual, but it's really what you represent and stand for, and that's why they do that to us too. Every opportunity they get is they slander, and they will speak all manner of evil against you, and that's all in the Bible what the spirit of Satan does to what God is doing.
Breno wants the truth for his hour. Mm-hmm. That's why this Leonard, I mean, everything, and behind it is the spirit of Satan that rises people up. They figure to get a ticket to slander. That's what the church world did. And then when God moved on, Brother Jackson was the message for the world in that hour. And guess what? They slandered him. The Brenhamites did it all. And called him a blackbird, like you were saying. And did everything they could to undermine him. And now here we are. Do you think we're going to get a pass on these thugs? He'll do it 10 times more than they did it to Brother Branham and Brother Jacob. That's why you and I, we can't get associated with a lot of these people. Because back in the day, Brother Branham, he was that man casting a net. They had to associate themselves with all kinds of people. And then Brother Jack, he had a lot of things to deal with. And see here, you and I, we don't have to associate with ourselves with that. The Lord gave us this website. Now this website, it's kind of between us and the people. So all you got to do is go on this website, and then we don't have to associate ourselves with people so they can slander us and do whatever. They can just go on the website and find their way and find the truth for this day, and we don't have to get involved. Mm-hmm. We don't get involved with people. Less and less every time, because every time we do, we get they think they get a license to slander us and smear us.
And that's what Jesus said in John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me.
There's the key. You gotta know. You gotta know what your calling is in life. And once you know your calling, there's no devil in hell that can shake you. They can throw everything at you. They want to use your family to try to demolish you, and then they think they got. They wanted when they got my family under their thing. But at the end of the day, God's gonna open it up to them too, and they're gonna go against them. That's exactly the way God does things. He lets things go so far, and then he just raises up somebody, and there'll be somebody out there that believes us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they get there. They realize they're losing the fight. That's the same thing here with America, with around the world. You can look at Israel, how they're demolishing all these countries round about that ring of fire. One by one, they're just demolishing everything. Now they're going into Gaza and just taking over again. They destroyed Iran. They destroyed this country because the time has come when the restoration of Israel on, the restoration of all things.
Yeah,
you see, if you only open up your eyes and see, but if you allow yourself to be fear-mongered and intimidated by the things that are going on in this world, especially the religious world, then you can see the reality of it. And what the things we're seeing here, they start making sense, because we're in that season of time and the restoration of Israel. And Jesus is going to get the job done, because he is now here down on earth orchestrating everything. At the end of the day, God has taken over the kingdoms of this world, and then the kingdom of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what you're seeing out there. And you have to hold on to that, because if you allow yourself to be intimidated by the church world, by the religious world and all these things, you will be swept into that, out to hell and death. See, we're holding a line on truth. Mm-hmm. We know exactly where we are in time. And the key is, that's the key of it all. We know the day and hour that we're living in. We know we're living in the restoration of Israel. And there's no devil in hell that can make us think otherwise, because we know it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can see it all around. Like you said, they're doing away with Iran, and then the Houthis is destroyed their capabilities, and then Gaza, and everywhere you look around, Israel is always has the upper hand, and they always have a win in the situation. And you can see how God is working with Israel again, and that is all part of that that restoring of all things that it speaks of in Daniel, and it's going to play out, and you can literally see it. But because they get so wearisome listening to it about Gaza all the time, it becomes wearisome. to hear it on the news all the time. And but you know, in it, God is fulfilling Scripture.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, and we just happen to be the only two people out of 8 billion people that knows what's going on, just like it was back in when Jesus wept over Jerusalem, because they did not know the day and hour they were living in.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only two people that know exactly right to the day and hour we're living. We can tell you right to the day when Jesus will come down and tie up Satan. We can tell you right to the day when there's a day the Lord will be. And we can tell you right to the day because it's all numbered in the book of Revelation, 1,260 days to the middle, and then 42 months to the end of it. And then there's 30 days for the day of the Lord. And then there's 45 days for the separation of the goats and the sheep. And then the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To a lot of people, this thing is just a fable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just thing, it's a kind of a storybook. But we've taken everything out from the Bible. We're not doing anything outside of the Scriptures. Everything we say and do is based on Scripture. And God has put His Word above His very name. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than to get one word out of the Scripture that'll change it, that will not come into fulfillment. Because Jesus said back in His hour, it behooves us to fulfill Scripture. That's all we're doing. We're just telling people where we are in time, how the Scripture is being unfolded right before our very eyes. But the world out there, they're so steeped in deception and steeped in false religion and all these things, that they fail to see the day and hour that they're living in. They got everything out, but if they have this thing out, they cannot piece it all together. But see, you and I, we know exactly where we are in time. We know exactly October the 15th, 2021, what's the beginning of that restoring of all things. And that's the only place you can find where there's silence in heaven, all of biblical history. You can only find that one place where there's silence in heaven for the space of about 3.5 years. And that's right now on where there, Jesus Christ is down here orchestrating everything. He's down here in spirit form. And at the end of the day, He'll get the job done. It'll go exactly, because Jesus Himself has to follow the pattern, has to follow the blueprint, has to follow the Word. And here He's given time of that restoring of all things is right now on. That's what you see out there.
Right.
That's why all these wars, Satan is trying to stop God's blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
That's all what these wars are about. But he ain't gonna pull it off, because he's not given the thing. He's only given so much time, and then he gets thrown into hell.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna pray?
Heavenly Father, we just wanna come before you, give you thanks for another day of life. Help us, Lord, on a day-to-day basis, to be found true and faithful, Lord, what You've called us to be and do, Lord. We just want to be faithful to preserving the truth that You have restored in this Laodicea church hour. So we pray, Lord, for the grace, and help us to be sober and vigilant in this hour we're living in, that is always pressing in all the forces of darkness, Lord. But we want to remain true and faithful to what You have called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.